This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This morning, we bring you another fabulous show filled with guests, explainers, opinions, and you never know, just a little bit of gossip. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au and, of course, available on podcast. This is SatMag, Joy's flagship news, current affairs and lifestyle program, an eclectic mix of local and national news, current affairs and lifestyle, all framed within a queer perspective. I'm Macca, and my co-host this morning is Joe Ball, the CEO of Switchboard. It is Saturday, the 11th of June, 2022, 11 degrees, heading for a high of 13. I note it's 15 in Port Lincoln, so I hope the salmon coming off the boat goes into the ice. Paul is on panel. Jean Maloney is producing and will also be on social media. James is on reception desk. Gordon is ready to do our podcasts. All that and more. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Macca. It's so nice to be back.
It's lovely to have you back. Did you enjoy last time?
I did have a good time, and it was just before the election.
It was, wasn't it?
I feel like today is kind of, we're still talking about post-election, so I sort of feel like it's a bit of a carry-through for me.
Well, it was a very interesting election. I think the results were unexpected. There was a lot of talk about a hung parliament. It's a majority Labor government. The independents have a lot of real estate in the parliament, and the opposition. And I don't know whether I'm imagining this. Are you seeing on television and other news there seems to be more reporting of the opposition now than there was of the previous opposition? Am I imagining that? No, Dave Allen says no, no.
Can I just say that one of the most interesting things from a media perspective about the election is just how the content on Sky News After Dark has changed. The number of federal ministers has declined suddenly, if you can imagine.
Well, I suppose, you know, perhaps they're lining up at Centrelink. But
best place for
definitely the environment we're operating in, Joe, has changed. I think people, you know, there's a lot of talk, oh, well, you know, Labor won with 32% of the vote and, you know, therefore nearly 70% of Australia didn't vote for them. Well, actually, nearly 70% of Australia didn't vote for the coalition. So about, you know, 70%, 60, let's bring it down a bit, 60% of Australia voted progressive.
I think Brisbane. I mean, look, I'm a pineapple, come from Queensland myself, spent the first 19 years of my life there, and I grew up under Joe Bjelke-Petersen, and for those who don't
wasn't
know much.
It wasn't a big family, you couldn't go out to get arrested.
That's right, and in Queensland in my own lifetime, we've seen, you know, that population there vote for two national governments, Joe Bjelke-Petersen, who was not a voted out government, he resigned. And we saw Campbell Newman. So this is like two national party governments in the last 40 years. So to see those three inner seats go green is quite staggering to me, and really does say something And what's interesting is that they didn't just take Labor seats. They actually took them from the Liberals, which is a change for the Greens, right?
Oh, it's huge. And, you know, all campaigns are local. You know, there's a national impact, but it just shows you those candidates, both the Greens and the Independents and, you know, some of the Labor candidates, they ran campaigns, you know, in some cases for almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
And they were community-based, and that shows the value of it. I think one of the most uplifting images was what I saw yesterday was Jacinta Ardern and Anthony Albanese exchanging records, vinyl. Mm. And just the, you know, the personal interaction between them. You know, Elbo gave her a little sort of pat on the back, and then when she shook hands, she put her other hand on top. You know, it wasn't like, you know, trying to squirrel away from, you know, getting the ScoMo hug.
No, that's right.
You know, what would you call that, a scug?
What did you know, the records were interesting. I don't know if this came up for anyone else, but, you know, he gave her a midnight oil. And does anyone remember when John Howard was asked when Peter Garrett was running for the Labor Party, and then John Howard was asked, what's your favourite Midnight Oil song? And John Howard said, Beds Are Burning, which of course was so scandalous because Beds Are Burning is about apologising and saying sorry and paying the rent. And when I saw that handing of the record over, it really brought that back for me of, again, another reminder of the change in government and the change of attitude towards First Nations people.
Huge. And, you know, the legislative agenda is full, and, you know, they're going to concentrate on, you know, Federal Anti-Commission, First Nations voice, you know, the Uluru Statement. You know, they want to fix industrial relations. They want to fix aged care. It's a pretty ambitious agenda. All this talk about a small target, it's actually not.
No, it's interesting, isn't it? Because that was the election pitch, but what they've got in front of them is substantial. And I think a lot of us are, you know, want to cheer that on. But, you know, there's a role like for people like us to also, you know, hold account for those promises and those aspirations.
And, you know, the footage yesterday of the family returning to Biloela. Look, I don't know what is going to happen with their visa status. I suspect it'll have a good outcome. But, you know, we live in very different times, and some of our guests today, we're going to speak about that. So,
yeah.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.